You're listening to SBS News.
If you think your morning commute is a nightmare, spare a thought for the passengers aboard an Amtrak Coast Starlight train travelling from Seattle in Washington State to Los Angeles, California. The train ground to a halt in the small town of Oak Ridge, Oregon on Sunday after hitting a tree that had fallen onto the tracks. And then it started snowing and snowing and snowing. Passenger Sam Salerno describes the situation.
When the train came to a stop, it wasn't like an abrupt jolting stop. It was just kind of a slow grind, and then we'd stop moving. So we were told we'd sideswiped a tree. The equipment was not working as well as it should, so we're going to take a break. And then once we realized how quickly the snow was falling, we knew there was going to be more of an issue.
From their stalled train, passengers could see a deserted stretch of Highway 58, deserted because it had been closed due to snow and ice. But once it got dark, they couldn't even see that as the power was out in Oak Ridge. As the snow continued to fall, more than 10 times the normal amount for the time of year, the train began to inch its way forward. But by then, food, water, and even nappies were getting in short supply. Passenger Kim Shelton from Michigan told local TV station KOIN the lack of information was frustrating.
Since 2 o'clock yesterday, we did not hear from our conductor until today. Of course, there was all kinds of rumors, and people have been talking to the media. So there was a lot of misinformation going on, but myself, my husband, I had him calling because we had intermittent phone service. Amtrak personnel actually hung up on him in Portland when he called Portland. No one has given us any information until the media got involved.
As time wore on, Amtrak says that although the 183 passengers and 12 crew aboard were unhurt, progress was slow with numerous blockages due to snow and more fallen trees. The train would move for a few hundred metres and then stop again. Passenger Marcia Trujillo from California says it could have been much worse for those aboard.
Relatively uncomfortable, but you know, it was not that bad. People were great. The train crew was amazing. They were so professional and so kind, and we really wanted for nothing except for maybe someplace comfortable to lie down and a shower.
Sam Salerno agrees that the train crew did all they could.
Yesterday morning, they opened up the diner car for us, so we were all fed breakfast, lunch, and dinner, rationed out, and it was, all in all, we weren't too worried. There were always jokes about not having enough food, but there's enough food, so praise the Lord, we're okay.
The train finally arrived at Eugene, Oregon on Tuesday morning, a total of 70 kilometres away. That's an average speed of just under 2 kilometres an hour. Zoologists say that compares with the top speed of the slow loris, a nocturnal primate which lives up to its name. Amtrak says it will contact customers to provide refunds and other compensation as appropriate. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.